This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A representative of Iraq's new interim government meets today with the UN Security Council in New York. Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari is expected to tell the council what his government would like to see in a proposed resolution concerning Iraq's immediate future. United Nations diplomats and U.S. officials say his comments are likely to affect negotiations on this resolution, which is now in its second draft. The most sensitive issue is how much sovereignty the interim government will have and how much authority remains with the United States. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is covering this story in New York. And Vicky, is the council any closer to resolving its differences on that issue?
It seems as if it is. The objections to the original draft centered primarily on security issues. Other council members didn't like the fact that the resolution basically gave the multinational force an open-ended mandate to stay in Iraq to provide security. They also objected to the fact that the resolution didn't spell out the relationship between the multinational force and the interim government. So Britain and the United States revised the text. They circulated it, I think it was on Tuesday. And other council members say that the second draft is quite an improvement, but they indicate they'd still like some more changes.
What does that second draft say?
Britain and the U.S. changed it in some fairly significant ways. It now says that the Security Council mandate for the multinational force would end once the Iraqis elect a new government, and that's supposed to happen in January. That seems to have gone a long way towards satisfying some of the critics. The resolution also says that the multinational force will stay in Iraq only with the consent of Iraq's interim government, and it says that Iraq's security forces will operate under the authority of the interim government. What it does not say is what exactly will be the relationship between the multinational force and the interim government in an operational capacity. The U.S. and Britain say that's something that will simply have to be coordinated between the interim government and the multinational force.
And France, Germany, Russia, China will go along with all that?
It's hard to say. Some council members who have veto power have said they really want that issue specifically covered in the text of the resolution. But they also acknowledge that the United States and Britain have made, you know, quite a few changes in the language already in response to their concerns. A U.S. official says that the co-sponsors might be willing to make more changes, but they really want to hear first from Iraq's foreign minister. His comments are going to carry a lot of weight.
Which raises the question of what the Iraqis want here.
Officials in the interim government have called for full sovereignty, but there hasn't been a lot of discussion, at least publicly, about what that means in practical terms. The new prime minister, Iyad Alawi, acknowledged earlier this week that, at least for the time being, Iraq needs the assistance of the multinational force to maintain security. What's going to be interesting today is what Foreign Minister Zebari has to say about the operational issue, whether the resolution itself should give the interim government the right to veto any operations by the multinational force. Secretary of State Powell weighed in on this late yesterday in an interview with a Middle Eastern broadcast organization. And he said that it's possible that there could be disagreements down the line and that the United States would simply go ahead and operate in order to defend itself or simply to carry out its mission.
Are there limits to what the interim government can ask for simply because it's an interim government? It's temporary.
Absolutely. The transitional law that was passed by the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council says that the interim government has the authority to organize elections and it has the authority to run the country's day-to-day affairs, but it does not give the government authority to pass new laws or to enter into any long-term international or legal agreements, so there are constraints.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara is in New York. Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you.